the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the third Sunday of Pentecost. And in today's Gospel, we hear that Jesus went through towns and villages, teaching, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. As he looked upon the crowds, he saw people who were weary, confused, and vulnerable, like sheep without a shepherd. He also saw the situation as like that of the harvest that was plentiful, but laborers are few. Then comes the heart of today's gospel reading, the reaction of Jesus. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. I would like us to reflect on this word, compassion. The compassion that moved the heart of Jesus. What is compassion? The word compassion literally means to suffer with. True compassion is more than feeling sorry for someone. It is actually entering into the person's struggle, carrying their burden, and walking alongside them. A simple story should help illustrate this. There was a father who had a son who repeatedly disobeyed the family rules. So after many warnings, the father told him, "If you disobey one more time, you will be sent to the attic without dinner." Okay, the boy disobeyed again. And the father kept his word. As evening came, his father sat at the dinner table. But he could not stop thinking about his son alone in the attic. His wife reminded him, "You must not bring him down, otherwise he will never learn." The father knew that his wife was right. Yet his heart was troubled. Finally, this is what he decided. He took a blanket, a piece of bread, a glass of milk, and went up to the attic. He spent the night with his son in the attic. That is what we call compassion. Not removing the consequences, but entering into the suffering. The father chose to be with his son. That is what Jesus does for us. God does not remain distant from our struggles. In Jesus, he comes to be with us. He enters our pain, our loneliness, our fears, and even our death. Throughout the Gospels, we see this compassion again and again. When Jesus saw the sick, he healed them. When he saw the blind, he restored their sight. When he met the widow of Nain, grieving the death of her son, his heart went out to her. When he saw hungry crowds who followed him for days, he fed them. Again and again, Jesus was moved by compassion. So returning to today's gospel, notice what Jesus does first when he sees the people, when he sees the needs of the people around him. He tells his disciples, "Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into his harvest." Yes, the response of Jesus, before anything else, comes prayer. So when we see suffering, division, loneliness, injustice, or spiritual hunger, our first response should be prayer. Prayer reminds us that God's work begins with God's power, not our own. But Jesus' compassion does not stop with prayer. Immediately after telling the disciples to pray, he calls them, he equips them, and sends them out. That is to say, prayer leads to action. Compassion becomes mission. So each one of us Christian is called to make this transition from compassion to mission, from simply receiving God's grace to becoming an instrument of God's grace for others. So where do we start? In today's gospel, Jesus first sends his disciples to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, mission begins close to home. Before we look far away, we should look around us. Who among us is lonely? Who has drifted away from the church? Who is struggling in faith? Who is carrying grief, illness, or discouragement? Yet the mission does not end here. As an old saying reminds us, charity begins at home, but it does not end there. God called Israel to be a blessing to the nations. Jesus formed the 12 apostles to gather God's people and then send them into the world. The church exists not only for itself, but for the sake of others. In other words, our compassion must reach beyond these walls. It must extend to the sick, the hungry, the grieving, the neglected, the forgotten, the lonely, and all those who are searching for hope. So how can we live out Christ's compassion this week? Perhaps it begins with a phone call to someone who lives alone. Perhaps it is a text message, a card, or a visit. Perhaps it is helping with an errand, bringing a meal, or simply listening to someone who needs to be heard. Perhaps it is supporting ministries that care for the poor and vulnerable in our community. The world does not need more spectators. The world needs disciples who are willing to become apostles, people sent by Christ to make his compassion visible. Amen.